Vacuum Oil Company and your local Mobil service station, marketers of Plume Motor Spirit and Mobil Oil, present Mobil Song. Mobil Song, the stories and songs of the makers of music, starring Glenda Raymond.
Tonight, Mobil Song brings you the story of the Swedish Nightingale. In February 1850, the well-known American showman and circus proprietor P.T. Barnum received a report from his agent John Wilton, whom he'd sent to Europe on a most important mission.
Mr. Barnum, I've done it.
He signed the contract?
Yes.
Glory hallelujah. John, we've signed up the world's greatest singer, Jenny Lind, the Swedish Nightingale. We'll make a fortune out of her.
I'm not so sure of that.
Well, I am. When's she coming?
In September.
September? But that's 6 months away. I want her here now, while her name's in the news. Why, in 6 months' time, the name of Jenny Lind might not mean a thing.
Are you sure it means such a lot now?
I'll show you what it means. Mrs. Lewis.
Yes, Mr. Barnum?
Well, come here a moment, will you?
Okay.
Who's Mrs. Lewis?
She's the woman who scrubs the offices in this building. She's a representative of the people. In other words, John, she's a sucker. She reads the newspapers and believes everything they say. It's people like Mrs. Lewis that I'm counting on to fill the concert halls when Jenny Lind gets here.
On your watch, Mr. Barnum. I hope it won't take long. I've got 6 more offices to clean before I'm finished tonight.
Why, I won't keep you a minute, Mrs. Lewis. I just want to tell you some news. I've signed up Jenny Lind.
Who's Jenny Lind? A circus elephant or a midget like Tom Thumb?
You mean to say the name of Jenny Lind means nothing to you?
Not a thing.
Okay, you'd better go back to your job.
Maybe she's a performance lead. No, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's just as well she isn't coming till September. I guess it'll take me all that time to educate the public.
And what story are you going to sell them?
Why, the story of the beautiful Swedish singer who's risen to fame on a ladder of broken hearts. The siren who sends men crazy. The Lola Montez of the concert platform. There, how's that sound?
It sounds wonderful, Mr. Barnum, but unfortunately, it won't work.
What do you mean it won't work? It always works. It never fails. No, you English don't understand publicity.
Jenny Lind doesn't drink or smoke.
Well, we can get over that.
She thinks the stage is immoral.
What?
She'd rather sing hymns than any other kind of music.
Hymns?
She's as homely as a turnip, and I doubt if any man's even kissed her hand.
You mean to tell me I've agreed to pay $1,000 a night to a woman like that?
Yes, I do. Oh, and here's something else. She intends to give all the money she makes on this tour to charity.
Charity, eh? That could be the thing to emphasize.
But is it enough?
No. I'll need something more. I could let people think I was treating her badly, trying to make every possible cent out of her. Let them think I'm a regular skinflint.
Oh, but they'll hate you, Mr. Barnum. They'll boo you in the streets. Well, they may even try to attack you.
Oh, if only they would.
But don't you want people to think well of you?
I don't care what they think of me, as long as they think something. The one unforgivable sin in show business, John, is to be ignored. Darling, who else is coming with Jenny Lind?
Julius Benedict is pianist and conductor.
Any romantic interest there?
No. I tell you, there's no romantic interest anywhere. Oh, except...
Yes, yes?
Well, there's an Italian baritone coming over with her. A fellow named Giovanni Belletti.
Well, does she like him?
Well, he is a friend and a fellow artist. She's more than that to him, I believe.
Ah, that's more like it. He's in love with her.
He told me he worships the ground she walks on.
Good, good.
Yes, but she thinks of him as a big brother.
This This is going to be difficult.
Impossible, I'd say.
John, I'm like Napoleon. There's no such word as impossible in my dictionary. I've got 6 months to make America genial in conscience, and by that time I'll guarantee her name's better known than George Washington's.
And in Australia, there's an even better known name. Plume. Plume is Australia's finest petrol. Always use Plume for easy starting, more power, and greater mileage. Save money. Remember that Plume is the best buy by miles. Buy Plume from your local mobile service station under the sign of the Flying Red Horse.
Barnum's publicity campaign to prepare the American public for Jenny Lind's arrival was the most spectacular achievement of its kind ever known. Newspaper articles appeared daily. Portraits of Jenny Lind were put in shop windows all over the country. Jenny Lind songsters, Jenny Lind annuals, Jenny Lind musical monthlies. All these flooded the towns and cities of the United States. Barnum saw to it that the most extravagant stories were circulated. And so, when the Atlantic berthed on Sunday, September the 1st, 1850, almost all New York tried to give Jenny Lind an appropriate welcome. 30,000 people lined the docks. The most amazing scenes took place, with men and women being trampled down and thrown into the water. In her cabin, a young singer was terrified, despite the reassuring words of her fellow artist, Giovanni Belletti.
There's no need to be afraid, Jenny. All those people are there to welcome you.
I cannot go out there, Giovanni.
They are our friends, Carissima. They love us. What can harm you?
I've heard strange stories about these Americans. I believe they all carry guns. Six shooters, they're called, I understand.
Oh, not here in New York. This is a great city. The people are civilized.
And what of this man, Barnum? What can I expect from him? They say he wants to put me in a cage and shoo me off like one of his circus animals.
If he dares to insult you, Jenny, I, Giovanni Belletti, will challenge him to a duel. We will fight to the death.
But no, please do not talk like that.
Who is it?
P.T. Barnum at your service, ma'am.
You are Mr. Barnum?
What did you expect to see, ma'am? A red Indian?
I do not know what I expected. But you look quite respectable.
Ma'am, I hope I'm a decent, God-fearing man. At any rate, I give you my word that I go to church regularly. I believe in charity, and I am an active temperance worker. Will you help me, ma'am, to try to make America a better place?
With all my heart, Mr. Barnum.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, if you'll take my arm, I'll be happy to take you ashore.
When you are ready, Mr. Barnum.
Come, then.
You are very kind, sir. I could not wish for a nicer escort.
Jenny Lind gave her first concert under the management of P.T. Barnum at Castle Garden on the banks of the river. 10,000 seats were sold, the average price being $6.38 per ticket. In addition, thousands listened from boats and barges. And as the young singer saw the huge concourse of people waiting her arrival on the jetty which served as a concert platform, she clutched nervously at Barnum's coat sleeve.
What is it, ma'am?
Mr. Barnum, I'm frightened. All these people...
Oh, but you've faced big audiences before.
Yes, but not like this. It's more like a river carnival than a concert.
Oh, you'll get used to it. Come on. I'll take you out there and introduce you to the folk. They love you.
Our friends, allow me to present the Swedish Nightingale, Jenny Lind. She will sing the Carnival of Venice.
Presto, Marco, Rome, Adriano, Mastetta.
Wherever Jenny Lind sang, she received terrific acclamation. Just as today, the new wear-fighting Mobil Oil is acclaimed throughout Australia as the greatest oil ever made. Remember that the new wear-fighting Mobil Oil fights not one, but every cause of engine wear, and wins. Therefore, play safe. Always buy the new wear-fighting Mobil Oil. It will not only protect your engine, but also protect your pocket. Always buy the new wear-fighting Mobil Oil from your local Mobil service station. Under the sign of the Flying Red Horse.
And so Jenny Lind began her American tour. The most incredible journey ever made by a famous singer. Her contract with Barnum provided for 150 concerts at $1,000 a night. With a further share if the proceeds were high enough. For her first concert alone, she received $10,000. Barnum himself made a colossal profit. But he was not satisfied even then. He began to organize all kinds of new publicity schemes, some of which didn't appeal at all to the singer.
Mr. Barnum, is it true that people are paying to kiss my glove?
That's right, ma'am. 12.5 cents to kiss the outside and 25 cents for the inside. But here's a joke. It isn't your glove at all.
Mr. Barnum, these libel suits which so many people are taking out against you, if you lose them all, how much would it cost you?
About $2 million, ma'am. But don't worry, I won't lose them. I started them all myself.
It was only to be expected that a serious-minded girl like Jenny Lind would become rather worried by the methods employed by her manager. But her chief worry was her fellow artist, Giovanni Belletti, who said that he was in love with her.
This Barnum, Jenny, I will kill him.
Giovanni, you mustn't say such things. What have you against Mr. Barnum?
You talk to him all the time. You go driving with him, never with me.
But only to talk business, Giovanni.
Business? Do you think I believe that?
Have you ever known me to tell a lie?
It is of Barnum I speak, not you, Jenny. He loves you.
No, I'm sure he doesn't.
Oh, you think not? Then look at this.
What is it? Newspaper? I never read them, Giovanni.
Then I will read this one to you. Now listen. It is rumored that Jenny Lind, the Swedish nightingale, who is shortly to appear in our city, was recently married to her manager, Mr. P. T. Barn.
This is too much. I'll go and see him right away. Something must be done about these terrible newspaper reports.
But despite Barnum's professed regrets, nothing was done. And the terrible newspaper reports became worse and worse. With the obvious result that the profits reached almost astronomical proportions. And the prevailing American complaint, Jenny Lind fever, developed into an epidemic.
Thank you, my friends. Thank you very much. And now, I shall sing an aria from the Daughter of the Regiment.
Thank you. battaglie, igualità, che il nostro castello della pretà, ogni soldato si scomporrà, gran maresciallo dominerà, perché a questo più vincitore.
In May 1851, matters with P.T. Barnum reached a crisis. And Jenny, although loath to cause a scene, decided that the time had come to speak out.
Mr. Barnum, I must speak to you.
Why, yes, ma'am, of course. Always glad to have a little talk. Sit down. Make yourself comfortable. Here, take this chair. I think it's the softest.
No, thank you. I prefer to stand.
Just as you like, ma'am. Something bothering you?
Yes, Mr. Barnum. Something is bothering me. I'm very unhappy.
That darn Italian, Paletti. I'll bet he's the cause of this.
No, it isn't Giovanni's fault. Although, I must admit, he's been acting rather extravagantly, too.
I'll talk to him. I'll tell him all this nonsense has got to stop. I'll tell him to stop being in love with you.
There won't be any need to say anything to Giovanni. He's going back to Europe.
Is he, by glory? Not while he's under contract to me. I'll sue him for $1 million, $2 million. I'll have him arrested.
Then you'd better have me arrested, too, because I also wish to go home.
Now, ma'am, wait a minute. Go easy now. Let's talk this over quietly. Let's have it out together like two good friends. And we are good friends, aren't we?
Mr. Barnum, I detest humbug.
You do? Well, that's where we differ, because I like to call myself the Prince of Humbugs. How do you like that for a title, huh?
I don't like it at all. I'd be ashamed to call myself such a name.
Well, I'm not ashamed. I'm proud of it. Now, look, ma'am, you go back to your hotel and have a nice rest. Tomorrow, after the excitement of tonight's concert's all over, we'll have another little talk.
Mr. Barnum, I am not going back to that hotel. It's a showy, vulgar place. I'm moving over to the Christian Woman's Hostel.
Oh, no. You can't do that.
I'm sorry, but I have to do it.
May I remind you, ma'am, that according to the terms of your contract, you have to live wherever I say?
Well then, Mr. Barnum, let us break the contract.
You really mean that?
Yes, I do. It was a mistake on my part ever to become associated with a man like you.
A man like me, you say? A man like me? I'd have you know, ma'am, that P.T. Barnum is as honorable in his way as any man in this country. And if you feel like that, well, we'd better call it a day. Good night, ma'am. You'll be hearing from my lawyers first thing tomorrow morning.
So the strange partnership was broken. Jenny Lind continued the tour under her own management. But without Barnum, it was a comparative failure, although Jenny herself sang better than ever. And when on May the 24th, 1852, she gave her farewell concert in New York, she'd already announced her intention to retire. After her final item, which was received with tumultuous applause, she returned to her dressing room.
Good evening, ma'am.
Oh, Mr. Barnum, I didn't expect to see you here.
I had to come, ma'am. What's all this I hear about you never singing in public again?
It's true. I'm going to give up my career.
Oh, no, ma'am. You mustn't do it. I won't let you do it.
Why, Mr. Barnum, what do you mean?
It's all through me, isn't it?
No, not entirely. Please, don't blame yourself.
But I do. And I want you to know I'm sorry. You see, I've been used to handling circus animals and performing fleas, acts of that kind. I'd never met a woman like you before. I guess I didn't understand how you feel about things.
It wasn't all your fault, Mr. Barnum.
Yes, it was. You see, ma'am, I'm a showman, and everything else comes second to that. But you mustn't judge others by me. You mustn't deny that God-given voice of yours to your fellow creatures. I wouldn't want to have that on my conscience.
Oh, Miss Lynn, they're still calling for you. They won't leave until you've given them one last song.
Go on out there. Sing for them. And for me, too. Will you do that? Will you sing my favorite song, ma'am?
Home, sweet home.
Yes. I know I'm a rough sort of guy, but this will probably be the last time I'll ever hear you. Will you sing it for me?
Yes, Mr. Barnum. Yes, I'll sing it for you.
God bless you, Jenny Lind.
There's no
And so Jenny Lind went out of the life of P.T. Barnum. Whether Barnum was secretly in love with Jenny Lind will never be known. For as far as we know, not a word of love passed between them. And after that night of May the 24th, 1852, they never met again. Thus ended what was perhaps the most unique partnership ever known between Barnum the showman and Jenny Lind, the Swedish nightingale.
Motorists, you'll get more miles to the gallon with powerful Plume Motor Spirit. You'll get outstanding engine protection with a new wear-fighting mobile oil, the greatest oil ever made. You'll get the world's best maintenance service with complete mobile lubrication. You'll get all these and courtesy and attentive service at your local mobile service station. It'll pay you to make your local mobile service station your motoring headquarters for everything you require. Go where you see the sign of the flying red horse.
Mobile Song was written by John Ormiston Reed and narrated by Roland Strong. The Mobile Theater Orchestra was conducted by Hector Crawford. This program, which was produced by Dorothy Crawford, is brought to you each week at this time by the Vacuum Oil Company and your local mobile service station.
Remember, for better motoring, always buy from the Plume pump.